James now has the three highest one-day totals for winnings on Jeopardy. James.
With Harding.
Yes.
Home runs, education, plain Jane, bargaining, the mashed potato.
Yes. You've become a celebrity now. Going to be a lot of pressure on you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Is Raleigh, Gary, Rice Price. $11,914. What is brain trust?
That's it. Daily double.
$25,000. What is stand by your man?
You're right. You're at $71,114. And this is for you, Granny. Is your grandma still alive?
No.
You're going to add some more money. You have just set a one-day record again. $131,127.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Lewis, some brothers could be so annoying. That's James, Big Money James Holzhauer, and his brother Ian's here. Is Dean with us, or is he coming in a few minutes?
Dean is with us.
All right, let me get Dean on here, too. Dean, I'd like you to say hi to Ian Holzhauer. It's a new feature we're doing here, Dean. It's Brothers of Famous People.
What is morons siblings?
No, see, the answer is morons. Then you would say, what is Dean and Steve?
I love this idea of not having the person who is in the news, but
no.
A sibling of theirs.
Ian seems like a delightful guy. Ian, what do you do?
Steve, I'm an attorney at Nagel & Obarski in Naperville.
Okay, well, you're a smart guy.
Well, thank you.
So is James older or younger?
He's a year and a half younger than me.
Okay, so how annoying was he growing up?
You know, when you've lived with somebody who's got this kind of talent your whole life, you're just used to it.
So even at dinner, he'd answer every question and you dominate conversations and things?
You know, it's kind of interesting because most people who are this smart, you know, they're sort of into these highbrow things,
yeah.
Opera, things like that. My brother, he calls himself a connoisseur of low culture. So he knew the word, pretty much every word, word for word, for the movie Dumb and Dumber. Probably could quote every great Simpsons line.
Dean, it's our kind of guy.
Yeah.
Every got moron potential.
Every great Simpsons line from episode 1 through 9, or I mean seasons 1 through 9. So there's a lot of fun things growing up with that.
As an older brother, how many times per week would you say that you beat him up?
or thought about it?
Well, he's actually pretty strong. He's a pretty good athlete, actually. So
at some point you crossed over and said, I can't punch him.
It was a pretty decent match a lot of the time. Yeah.
So do you guys have sisters too?
No, it's just the two of us.
I feel for your dad, who has been very gracious to folks and all the ass that he's had. I think he's finally said, I don't want to do any more interviews. But he's been very nice about all this. And I'm sure he's very proud. But it's a whole different thing when your brother blows up as an instant celebrity like this. Everybody's lives change, right?
Right. I mean, that's been true for me, too. Yesterday, I was at Hugo's Frog Bar in downtown Naperville. We were celebrating something for work. And pretty much everyone that walked to the table at the bar, the conversation turned to Jeopardy. So, you know, my lift has shifted. Used to be an attorney and a father of four and Air Force veteran, some other things. Now it's 90% Jeopardy brother, which is fine, but...
The answer is, I've got my own problems. What is Ian's story right now?
In addition to him being a Jeopardy celebrity, you're an attorney, and he is a professional gambler.
That is correct.
I don't even know what that means, by the way, professional gambler. Does that mean he makes his living in Vegas, Atlantic City, online, whatever?
Right. So he lives in Las Vegas, in Nevada, and he just places tons and tons of sports bets. All the casinos know him. And there actually is a community of people in Las Vegas that do this. Not well known outside of Nevada.
Does he have a specialty?
It's sports. He really started out with baseball. Actually, his WGN story. I mean, really every day in the summer when we were kids, you watched WGN, watch Harry Carey and Steve Stone.
Okay.
On WGN, listen on the radio when we weren't in front of a TV. And he just loved the Cubs, and he knew every home run leader in Cubs history.
You know, Harry Carey would be proud to know that he grew a gambler. That would make him very happy. Dean, do you have any famous brothers?
I have three of them. They're all, I would say they're more infamous than famous.
Yeah. My brother Mickey's become more famous, but I just don't know what it's going to be like. But you said you're an Air Force vet.
That's right.
Where did you serve?
So I served in a few places. The most interesting one was I was stationed on the island of Guam.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
And how long were you in?
I was in for 7 years.
Oh, well, thank you for the service.
So you've served the Air Force, you have four kids, and you're an attorney. Do you look at your brother and think, like, what the heck are you doing out there?
Well, so in fairness, he is married, has a kid, and I will say he's one of the best fathers that you'll ever see.
And an incredibly understanding wife, I'm sure.
Yes.
What does he say when he comes home? Honey, how was your day? Over-under didn't work out for me. I don't even know what kind of conversations you can
well,
have.
You know, one thing about being a sports gambler is the hours are very
odd. Oh, that's true. You're working nights, you're working weekends.
Right.
When you were kids, did you play games? You know, competitive games. I mean, did you have any early inclination that this was going to happen later in life?
You know, annoyingly, he's actually pretty good at a lot of games outside of trivia. So he was a very good baseball player. We played baseball a lot. But in Little League, maybe in fifth grade, I want to say he hit 20 over the fence home runs. Part of that was just he was really big in fifth grade.
So a good athlete.
Yeah.
He was a really big fifth grader.
Yep.
Now, he comes across as an extremely confident man.
Almost to the point of being annoying to you.
Do you ever have to put him in his place?
You know, I think partly that's a little bit of his public persona on the show. He's being the heel. He's being a showman. The gambler thing he's playing up.
That's an interesting take because I haven't heard that brought up, but that does make sense.
Yeah.
He's poker-facing the other two players.
Yeah, I mean, he's a gentleman. You know, I don't think he's trying to intimidate him or anything, but I think he knows he's on TV. He's having fun. This is the dream of his life to be up there.
So did he talk about being on Jeopardy before this?
I mean, he's wanted to do this for a decade. My grandmother used to watch Jeopardy with him growing up. And, you know, she didn't even speak much English, but this was like a bonding thing for them. And so he had promised to her growing up, hey, you know, Granny, I want to be on Jeopardy someday. And she didn't get to see that. But
she encouraged it.
I mean, of course, you know.
That's her little Jimmy.
He went by Jamie, by the way.
Oh, Jamie, sorry. Dean and I are working on more on Jeopardy. For instance, the slide would be revealed and it would be blue, and I would go, what's my favorite color? So it'd be questions like that.
Instead of daily doubles, we have daily dopes.
Daily dopels.
Dave Bennett's daughter was on Jeopardy.
Well, she was, and so, Ian, my question is, because we had the... They put the fear of God in you as far as violating any of the secrecy surrounding the show, because we were there in the studio for the tapings.
Sure.
So we knew the outcome, but we couldn't tell anybody in our family how she did. And
does the audience have to sign releases as well?
I think everybody in the studio has to.
Wow.
Yeah. And I mean, I know we did. And we had to swear. And in fact... They can disqualify the contestant if word gets out ahead of time.
Well, this would be a good time, Ian, for you to tell us, right after Dave asks his question here, is how did it work out, because we know the show's taped way in advance. We'll get to Ian's answer in just a second, Dave.
So, I mean, were you clued in on what happened, or did you have to agree, or did you do a...
Did he put the hammer on you?
An oath of secrecy?
Yeah, so a couple things. First of all, Dave's being modest because his daughter was a Jeopardy champion, which is a huge accomplishment. I could never have done that myself.
How about that?
Mean that. But secondly, I am amazed by how well the show keeps a lid on things. I mean, my brother, admittedly, he lives in Vegas, so I don't know his every move, but he had a cover story, apparently, every week that, you know, he was out taping.
That's tremendous.
I had no idea.
Oh, he didn't even share it with you guys.
Oh, no. I didn't know he was going to L.A.
Oh, so you didn't have to hide anything because you didn't know.
Right. I wasn't in the loop. His wife knew.
Was your dad upset that he didn't get a chance to go see it?
I don't think so.
Right. Right, Jamie, I got my own problems.
But I don't know how any episode's going to go. I don't know. Maybe today's the last day. I really have no idea.
Dean, does this remind you of the Bozo Bucket game?
See, on bucket number six now.
Let me just ask, is there a 10-year wait to get tickets on Jeopardy?
Right.
Enough said.
I'd love to be there right now.
This is where I drop the cream pie. It's like a mic drop. I drop the cream pie. Boom. That's it.
Now, I don't know how to ask this question, but I think it's a fair question to ask because I think people are wondering.
Sure.
$1 million plus, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
But I don't know how good a gambler your brother is. I'm sure he loves the sport and the competition of winning and doing as well as he is. But is this life-changing for him, or is he, you know, doing okay in Vegas?
I think that he's look, I mean, you see how good he is at trivia, and those skills apply to sports gambling too. But what I like is, you know, with these winnings, he's been very quiet about this. He's not publicly posting or anything like that, but they've been going around to children's charities in the Las Vegas area, especially there's a lot of needy kids out there, and been giving to food banks and things like that.
He sounds like a good dude.
Yeah, I mean, when they were back in the Chicago area, they took my nephew, I'm sorry, my son, their nephew, Jack, out for lunch at Culver's, and there was a donation box for Feed My Starving Children, a great charity.
Yeah, that's a great charity
in our area. And my son was really into it, and so, you know, after Jeopardy, you know, my brother made sure to send them a contribution too.
Well, that's cool. We sound like a good guy. You know, it's funny you mentioned your kids. How old are your kids?
They are 11, 9, 7, and 3.
So when you get home from work, you're a hardworking attorney. When you get home from work, and they got a dice game going in the living room.
Hey, Uncle Jamie's gambling. Why can't we?
Yeah, they have a very odd perspective on the world. I was actually on a local TV game show once. James obviously is not on Jeopardy. James's wife was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Is that right?
Yep, she was. She did pretty well, too. And then my brother-in-law, Kenny, their Uncle Kenny, he's on NPR, so he's on the radio. And his wife is a journalist for the Washington Post. So
nobody's like, really working
wait,
a regular job.
What local game show were you on?
It's Naperville Community Television, Channel 17's Game On. I lost, by the way. I didn't get a single question right in the buzzer round. So,
did that kill your brother? He was probably so disappointed. Embarrass him by not getting it.
Can't believe you passed the bar. Shocking. Dean, you get the last question for our friend Ian.
What do you think will happen next at when the Jeopardy run ends?
You know, I think my brother will probably get a lot of opportunities just because he's sort of getting a name. What I would love to see for him is for him to be able to use this statistical knowledge of sports to, I don't know, work for the Cubs or work for ESPN
for good and not evil.
Yeah, well, and it's his dream, honestly. He loves the Cubs so much. I'd love to see him working there.
Dave, make a call. He could be in charge of analytics tomorrow.
The sabermetric type.
I think they've got they're pretty fully stocked in that area, but they can always
use
another.
How's that working out?
Well,
come on.
They're going to be okay.
You know what's funny is I don't think the Cubs listen to my advice.
No. That's pretty evident.
Probably so.
What he needs to do is go to a team that's struggling and use his stats to turn them around, and then that really makes him the hot commodity.
That's true. Yeah. How about TV movie of the week, Dean? Can we get that done? The Jamie story?
I'm pretty sure I could get him a weekend anchor slot here at WGN.
Yeah, there's no question. I'll see the general manager, Paul Rennie, today. And Aunt Becky got fired. Maybe he could do some of that Hallmark Channel stuff.
There you go.
Just thinking
out loud. New neighbor on Fuller House.
Right.
The really smart neighbor on Fuller House.
That guy seems to know everything. Well, it's great to meet you, and I'm glad you gave us some perspective on him, because obviously you don't know much from just seeing him on the show, and you sound like a great brother. Sounds like you got a great family.
Well, thank you, Steve.
And you want to plug your law firm, or will that not be something you're interested in?
You know, I work at Nagel & Oborski in Naperville, and I am an attorney. I guess this isn't public information, but what the hell, I'll make it public.
Uh-huh.
I'm actually going to become a partner this year.
Yay!
Yeah. There you go.
Eat that, Jamie! Yeah. Great to see you, man.
The really interesting part of that is in every trial that he's been in, when he talks to the judge, it's in the form of a question.
Right. And the judge could not be more annoyed. great to see you. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks for coming over.